The Truth News Network. Getting tired of only spin while looking for just the news?
No spin,
just truth. Every day on TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
And there's plenty enough good, truthful news out there for us to just bring you the news without the spin. That's what we do here at the Truth News Network. And we've got a lot of spin in the news marketplace. We need to fix some of these crazy things that are out there floating around. Today's story title is Puerto Rico Deathtistics. Well, it looks like we coined a new word, deathtistics. The furor that has escalated about the number of deaths attributable to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico last year begs some explanation. Pretty much every news organization has, just as they always do, created the stories about the deathtistics, rebuffed the original official report of deaths from the hurricane that were given by the Puerto Rican government, and launched a crazy string of new reports stating a much higher number of Maria-related deaths. Breitbart News weighed in with the rest of the story. And let's look in. I'm not always in line with Breitbart News, but occasionally, in my book, they hit a note that is truthful and meaningful and definitely worth sharing. Here's the story verbatim from Breitbart News. On Thursday morning of last week, President Trump pushed back on Twitter, alleging the Democrats had inflated the death toll in order to make me look bad as possible. That, of course, is what the president said. That led to more criticism, with the Associated Press accusing Trump of making claims without evidence. But Trump is correct. His opponents, including the media, have strained for more than a year to turn Hurricane Maria into his version of Hurricane Katrina, the devastating 2005 storm that prompted criticism of President George W. Bush's response, even though state and local authorities had been far worse, and foreshadowed a Democratic takeover of Congress in 2006. Leading the charge was, guess who? CNN, which made a special effort to link Hurricane Maria in 2017 to Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and made a temporary media sensation of San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz, who accused the Trump administration of neglect. However, the media's effort at the time was frustrated by several factors. First, experts praised the federal government's response to Hurricane Maria, which posed special challenges because Puerto Rico is so far from the mainland. Second, Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello himself praised the federal government's response, saying, "The president and the administration, every time we've asked them to execute, they've executed quickly." He told Fox News that in September of 2017, the month the hurricane struck. Third, Puerto Rico was already something of a disaster before the hurricane hit, thanks to mismanagement by the territory's government that led to a debt crisis in recent years. Mayor Cruz herself is reportedly under FBI investigation for corruption as we speak. However, Trump's critics did not give up. Over the past several months, they've attempted to cite several new studies that created new estimates of the real death toll of Hurricane Maria based on statistical models, not on actual death counts. And of course, what we're fixing to give you are those models. And the news media reports the numbers from these models, but doesn't tell any of us, these are based on statistical models. In other words, guesses, estimates, and not on facts. Many studies addressed a real concern that the Puerto Rican government lacked the competence to do an accurate death count. But much of the media hype around the results were clearly motivated by the attempt to damage the Trump administration. The Washington Post noted just some of the studies as of June 2018. And in the written story, the links to those studies are there. So if you want to read it, you can click on the hyperlink and go to the actual study to read. The New York Times calculated 1,052 deaths through October. The Center for Investigative Reporting calculated 985 through October. University of Puerto Rico Mayagüez professors calculated 822 with a 95% confidence range that the total was somewhere between 605 and 1,039. Pennsylvania State University professors calculated excess deaths of about 500 in September, or a total of 1,085, and the same pattern held in October. That estimate was based on 6 weeks of mortality records. A Latino USA analysis using updated data from Puerto Rico's Department of Health calculated 1,194 excess deaths in September and October. The Washington Post noted that the new estimate hovered around the 1,000 mark. Then in June, it really got interesting. A Harvard study published in the New England Journal of Medicine estimated the number of deaths from Hurricane Maria at 4,645. Now remember, the official figure given by the Puerto Rican government of deaths directly attributable to Hurricane Maria are 64. So, Harvard studies 4,645 deaths, Puerto Rican government 64. The researchers at Harvard had conducted a survey and extrapolated the results, an extremely sloppy methodology. The number was highly inflammatory. Puerto Rican opponents of the president cited it to accuse him of genocide. Much of the media hyped those claims, go figure that. The caption that accompanies a Getty AFP photograph reads, "Hurricane Maria, which pummeled Puerto Rico in September 2017, is likely responsible for the deaths of more than 4,600 people, some 70 times more than official estimates," U.S. researchers said on Tuesday. Even the Washington Post was skeptical of the absurdly high estimate, saying, "This is not a verified number, unlike body counts in wars. The Harvard study offers only an estimate, a midpoint along a broad range of possibilities. It is not based on death records, only estimates of deaths from people who were interviewed in a survey." So let me ask you this. In the survey, they interview people about deaths. Were the people dead they interviewed? Or was it like, "Hey, do you know anybody that died in Hurricane Maria?" And what was the sample of that survey? Last month, a new study was produced by George Washington University that estimated the excess mortality from Hurricane Maria over a six-month period at 2,975 within a 95% confidence interval of 2,658 to 3,290 excess deaths. This was the second highest estimate after the faulty Harvard study and was based on a statistical model that subtracted the number of people who theoretically should have died over the same period from the number of people who actually did die during that time. And of course, the flaw there is we don't know for sure how many died as a direct result of the hurricane. It is also a rather useless way of comparing death tolls because, in order to evaluate the relative scale of Hurricane Maria, the same method would have to be used to measure other natural disasters, likely increasing their estimated death tolls as well. The media reported the new estimate as if it were an actually confirmed death toll, with CNN taking care to note that the new number was released near the anniversary of Katrina. Trying hard to link the death toll, even though the death toll numbers are totally unknown and guessed, they want to link those to Katrina's death tolls because Katrina's death tolls were under the guise of another Republican president. The Puerto Rican governor, under heavy political pressure due to the slow pace of the island's recovery, officially revised the death toll to match that estimate. Again, political narrative, political pressure. Don't fight it, Mr. Governor. You just go along with us. That gave the media an excuse to throw out science and statistics and to report the 2,975 number as an established fact, even though it was just an estimate based on a statistical model and three times higher than all but one of the previous estimates. Three times higher. The Associated Press reported earlier that 3,000 people died in Puerto Rico in Hurricane Maria, as if it were a proven fact. It did not indicate that the number was simply one estimate among many, and that its evidence was a controversial statistical model. Then on Thursday, the Associated Press, with a touch of chutzpah, accused the president of stating without evidence that the Puerto Rico hurricane death count is a plot by Democrats to make him look bad. NPR weighed in to accuse Trump of falsely claiming Democrats had inflated the numbers. Setting aside the Associated Press's odd effort to fact-check an opinion, the evidence is ample that the Democrats and much of the media did exactly what Trump accused them of doing. Their goal, and the goal of Democrats who are hyping probable outliers as established facts, or to take down the Republican Party in the 2018 midterm elections by linking Trump with Bush's alleged failures in Hurricane Katrina. Go figure. Well, let's do this. Let's look at the actual Puerto Rico death statistics in 2017. I've got them right here in my never-before-nicotine-stained fingers. We're going to do that right after this at the Truth News Network.
10 to the 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 10. Planet Fitness, through the use of motivating montage music, has made it easy to join. Just remember 10, 10, 10. For 10 days, sign up for $10 and pay just $10 a month after that. Hurry, you only have until November 10th to take advantage of this Planet Fitness offer. Planet Fitness on 42nd Street next to Shopko. 10 to 10 to 10 to 10.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Clarity of thought, clarity of vision, clarity of message. TruthNewsNet.org. Again, Dan Newman.
The thing we care about the most here is making sure we give you the truth. It's are backed up always. The facts we give you really are facts, and they're backed up with evidence that we provide to you, like the links in those statistical hypothesis creations that the left have established the quote-unquote real Puerto Rican numbers on. They're not facts, and we want you to see that exactly what they propose as facts. Actual Puerto Rico death statistics in 2017, we have them from the Puerto Rican government. Now, the hurricane hit September 17th of 2017. On the homepage, in the story there that we're using for this day, this podcast, there's a graph showing the September, October, November, and December official death tolls for every year from 2010 through 2017. September, October, November, December, those are the months, obviously, with a hurricane striking in September, there would be a multitude of deaths that happened during that particular time when the hurricane actually hit. But there are obviously are ancillary deaths that come from all kinds of things, sickness-related, health issues, all kinds of things that happen after the fact. So let's just be generous and say, let's use these 4 months. Deaths during the 4 months in Puerto Rico, September, October, November, December, and compare those in 2017 to the previous year where there was no hurricane, 2016. Let's just cut to the chase. These are important comparison numbers when discussing Puerto Ricans' death directly attributable to Hurricane Maria, for it hit on September 17th. Let's don't forget that. By any realistic comparison of deaths directly and indirectly attributable to the hurricane and those ancillary deaths during the 3 months following the hurricane, which is what the purveyors of the deathtistics number of 3,000 to 4,000 are doing, will do the same thing they did. There were 326 more total deaths in Puerto Rico during these 4 months in 2017 than in 2016. You can look on that story on the website and see each month the actual numbers of increase and or decrease. Even assuming every one of those increased deaths to Maria, there is no way to factually state there were several thousand deaths in Puerto Rico from Maria, and certainly no way to claim any of those deaths were because of President Trump's mismanagement of the disaster crisis. So what's going on here? Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen, especially in recent history, any scenario where Democrats and others on the left do not find ways to blame President Trump for everything wrong and or bad in America? And for that matter, any bad thing anywhere on the earth. Brexit was his fault. Immigrants overrunning Europe was his fault. Separation of babies from illegal immigrant parents during processing in 2014 was his fault. Icebergs are his fault. Every hurricane for the balance of world history will be his fault because he pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Accords. MS-13 is his fault. And the list goes on and on and on. It is safe to say the insanity in New York and Washington, D.C. among the liberal news media has reached epic proportions. I've stated before many times that it exists and will escalate, especially heading into the midterm elections. The truth, it's insignificant and irrelative when it comes to political narrative. And the only political narrative that matters is this: destroy Donald Trump and his agenda. Have you stopped to consider exactly why this lunacy not only exists but continues to ramp up? And boy, it is ramping up. Is there any other plausible explanation for it other than to do and say anything and everything to, one, win back the House of Representatives, and two, set the stage for a Trump re-election White House bid upset in 2020? I don't think anybody can point to anything that makes any sense other than that. If and when that happens, it is our opinion at the Truth News Network that it will open the eyes of more and more Americans to the horrors and conservatives haven't even been able to even think of but have been warning about. That would make the 2020 elections nationally and on the state and local levels a red bloodbath. They want to attack President Trump. They want to attack his agenda. If they win the House, it'll just ramp up. They want to take back those tax cuts. They want to reinstall regulations. They'll do everything within their power to do away with immigration as we know it. And they'll open up our borders. It may not be a bad thing for the Democrats to win back the House, because then the president's agenda that he put out there during his campaign and during the first 20 months of his presidency, Americans will see what he warned us about would really be coming to pass. But I hold on to this. Americans are not stupid. Americans understand that mainstream media does not present factual and unadulterated news to the American people. The Hurricane Maria death toll reports in Puerto Rico are prime examples of how corrupt the mainstream media is and will continue to be. They're not going away, folks. They're not going to ramp it down. It's only going to get louder. And that's all right. Americans understand that the truth is out there somewhere. And more Americans are spending the time necessary to find the truth and put it in place of the current political agenda being crammed down their throats by the likes of the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, Associated Press, and many others. It's happening. It's going to continue to happen. It's going to just keep growing in intensity, and it's always going to be right there in your face and mind. So just deal with it. Don't get scared. Don't get worried. Be diligent. Research. Share your results with friends when you find out what the truth really is. And oh, by the way, point them to truthnewsnet.org. Let's all share this together. Thanks for joining us today and every day. We'll be back tomorrow at the Truth News Network. So long.
Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But always get the truth about right and wrong here at TNN, the Truth News Network.